Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Caught up, and understandably, it's fun, right, to get into the design of your site, but there are a lot of sites that make lots and lots of money that are ugly as sin.
Right. The main thing is it has to function for the user, and folks, don't hide how to buy whatever it is you sell. Make sure that's right up front. That's one of the big things. ScottFox.com, right?
Exactly right, yeah. Free newsletters,
right, folks,
and this ebook.
Lots of good stuff there. Check it out. Find his book, Internet Riches. It'll help you. Hey, Scott, will you come back another day real soon?
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
We've enjoyed having you, as always.
Thanks.
Scott
Fox,
ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
For years, I saved for college. Then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of
website design. Caught up, and understandably, it's fun, right, to get into the design of your site, but there are a lot of sites that make lots and lots of money that are ugly as sin.
Right. The main thing is it has to function for the user, and folks, don't hide how to buy whatever it is you sell. Make sure that's right up front. That's one of the big things. ScottFox.com, right?
Exactly right, yeah. Free newsletters,
right, folks,
and this ebook.
Lots of good stuff there. Check it out. Find his book, Internet Riches. It'll help you. Hey, Scott, will you come back another day real soon?
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks for having me again.
We've enjoyed having you, as always.
Thanks.
Scott Fox, ladies
and
gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
For years, I saved for college. Then debt just wiped us out, and he might not be able to go.
Buried in a mound of debt and credit card bills, barely able to get by.
It's not like we bought everything we saw. It was a problem. We just didn't think it would ever get this bad.
Call Genesis Financial now and see how soon you can be debt-free. 800-709-4392. 800-709-4392.
Our retirement fund shrank, and we got scared. We used credit cards too much, and now I don't know what we'll do.
Genesis Financial is nonprofit, and we work with your creditors to reduce your monthly payments to a level you can afford. And we can reduce that interest rate so you can pay down your debts much faster. Call us now for free information. 800-709-4392. That's 800-709-4392. 800-709-4392.
This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. For more information about GAB 1 or GAB 2, call 303-651-0266 or visit www.gabradionetwork.com. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. For more information about GAB 1 or GAB 2, call 303-651-0266 or visit www.gabradionetwork.com. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed-circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. For more information about GAB 1 or GAB 2, call 303-651-0266 or visit www.gabradionetwork.com. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. For more information about GAB 1 or GAB 2, call 303-651-0266 or visit www.gabradionetwork.com. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. For more information about GAB 1 or GAB 2, call 303-651-0266 or visit www.gabradionetwork.com. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting. This is a closed circuit feed, not for broadcast. You're listening to Global American Broadcasting.
Son, we gotta talk about drinking.
I know.
I don't want you touching alcohol till you're old enough.
Yeah, I know, Dad. It's not a big deal.
Don't yeah, I know me, okay? And it is a big deal. Underage drinking is just stupid.
Yeah, well, why'd you do it?
Look, I did it because we didn't know what we know now. Alcohol affects kids differently, okay? When kids drink, it's more dangerous. And you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
Look, son, I'm trying to help. I've seen what it does. I mean, you may think you can handle it, but when you drink, it screws up your judgment. Listen to me. This is real.
I know.
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens. Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Small Business Advocate Show, brought to you by IBM. Solutions designed and built for small business. By Administaff. Administaff is good for small business. And by Aflac. Ask about it at work. And now, the man who creates and distributes more multimedia small business information than any other human on the planet.
With classified information like this, I demand the cone of silence.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Hello, America, and good day to our friends around the world. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for having me as part of your day on this outstanding day, the day that we celebrate
the heroes of our nation in the United States. This is Memorial Day, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to today to celebrate some of the things we're going to do today. One of the things we're going to do today is we're going to memorialize those who paid the ultimate sacrifice. That's what we do on Memorial Day in the United States, and it's been going on now for 150 years. We've been doing this, and we're going to continue to do this. We've got other things that we're going to interject into the show today, other topics, but a lot of what we're going to do today is going to be to celebrate the reason for Memorial Day and to celebrate the lives and the commitment and the dedication and the sacrifice of some very important people, those who answered the call when the nation called them to service, called them to duty, to go and to fight where this nation told them to go, right or wrong, good or bad, dangerous or not dangerous. They went. Some of them didn't come back. And those are the people, to a large degree, are the ones they are the people that Memorial Day was founded for. Began back in the 1860s, became official in 1868 with a general order, and has been a national holiday ever since. So let me tell you about the rest of the show today. We've got John Togo coming up with us in just a few minutes, and he's going to talk to us about, is your small business prepared for a natural disaster? We're going to talk about that with John. And then we got Bob Dillersnyder coming up in the second half of the hour, and he and I are going to be talking about his thoughts, my thoughts, on Memorial Day. It's almost 9 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pearson, in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load. That's why I'm a client of Administaff. They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Suzanne McGee, President and CEO of TechGuard Security here in Missouri. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Hi, folks, this is Jim Blasingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get practical answers to your business questions? Go to IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Ask your question, and it will be answered by email by a member of my Brain Trust. How would you like to improve customer communications or increase employee productivity? Or maybe you need help with marketing, data security, or an accounting system your company can grow with. Are you interested in learning how other companies are using technology and how they've approached small business challenges? An array of articles and customer testimonials, plus IBM's e-newsletter, Forward View, are ready for you at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. And if you're interested in hardware and software solutions, plus current promotions, all of this is available at IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/small business. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For small business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day on this outstanding Memorial Day, 2008. It's good to be with you. It's good to continue to be with you. Hope you're celebrating Memorial Day in the manner in which it should be celebrated. I know you're going to be enjoying the family and friends and barbecuing and those sorts of things. But I hope you'll take a moment and just stop and ask everyone in your party, do this today, and it won't be corny, it won't be hokey, it'll be very appropriate. Just ask everyone to stop what they're doing, stop celebrating for just a minute, and just stand around and reflect on what you have, what we received, what we have available to us today, the freedoms that we have today, and reflect on the people who made all that possible. And as you say grace over your food, as you say your prayers today, include thoughts about those who aren't with us anymore, who paid the ultimate sacrifice. Think about some of those things today. John Twigo is with us, ladies and gentlemen. John is an IT professional. He's a longstanding member of the information technology industry. He has his own business called Twigo Partners International LLC, and he's here right now to talk to us about whether your company, your small business, is ready if there was some kind of a disaster. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim, and happy Memorial Day to you.
Happy Memorial Day to you. What does it mean to you?
Having had many relatives who were in wars over the years, it's a time for us to get together and celebrate another day, which is another blessing for those who are still with us, and a time to remember those who aren't.
Well, absolutely. And even though traditionally, Memorial Day was set aside to honor those who died. You know, in the United States, I think we've taken just a little bit further, and I think it's appropriate, because all who serve, John, have put themselves in, make themselves available to be put in harm's way. And so I appreciate your thoughts on that. John, as you know, 2 weeks ago, China received a devastating earthquake. Lots of damage. Recently, I think maybe yesterday, overnight maybe, another aftershock hit, 6.4, I think, on the Richter scale. 70,000 buildings collapsed. Now, those are the kinds of things that we thought only happened in other places until we had something like Katrina, right?
Well, to a certain extent, I think you're absolutely right, although I would say that if the same magnitude disaster were to occur in the United States, we have building codes and lots of other things that are born on experience of similar natural disasters that hopefully would keep some of our people and our businesses out of harm's way.
We'd like to think that we would be, but regardless, natural disasters happen. Things happen that put our businesses in jeopardy. And obviously, our first thought would be ourselves and our families and our homes. But at the same time, you know, we're going to want to go to work. We're going to want to do business. Our customers, John, are going to need us. Mm-hmm. The question is, are we prepared to serve them if there were such a disaster to happen?
Well,
some research conducted, hasn't there?
That's right. Office Depot has just completed a survey of 5,000 businesses across the United States, small businesses, and they discovered what I consider to be a pretty alarming fact, that about 4 out of 10 of those businesses have no kind of disaster preparedness plan in place at all. And what really concerns me the most as a disaster recovery expert and also as a small business owner myself is that when folks were asked why they weren't prepared, a lot of the respondents said it was too complicated, too costly, or they just simply didn't know what they could possibly do.
What did they think? What part of let's talk about some of the things that can be done, mm-hmm. and sort of maybe dispel some of the myths about what's too complicated or too expensive.
Sure.
I mean, there's some pretty
pretty low-tech, maybe a little bit of high-tech, but the application of the high-tech is kind of low-tech, isn't it?
That's true. Actually, the good news is that there are a lot of very simple and affordable steps that businesses can take to get prepared. And I'd love to share some of those tools with
you
today so that your readers, your listeners can go from awareness of the need for planning to some sort of action and help get themselves prepared, get the show on the road here. Basically, a disaster can be anything. It can be the accidental deletion of a file on your computer at the wrong time, or a hurricane, or a power outage, or any kind of natural or man-made hazard can manifest itself in something that will shatter your business for a
year. If your hard drive collapses,
sure.
For your electronic information, that's a 9.6 Richter scale, isn't it?
It sure is. In fact, I would suspect that most of your listeners have some sort of dependency upon electronic data, maybe copies of files that they have that are their suppliers or their customer lists or, just about anything. Everybody's got a little bit of technology involved in their business today, even from a pizza parlor to a high-tech information company.
Even if it's just the grandkids' pictures, right?
Absolutely. And on a personal basis, everybody's got some important data in their homes as well that increasingly is stored in some sort of an electronic format. I'm not trying to suggest that that's the only focus of disaster preparedness. In fact, the first and foremost focus should be your people.
Right.
You got to be sure you build some sort of solid contact list that have at least 5 ways to get in contact with every employee. I mean,
right.
Katrina taught us that oftentimes if you're just planning on contacting people via their cell phones, cell phone towers can be disabled by the storms. You have to
When the hurricanes hit Florida,
sure,
they knocked out the cell phone towers. And
That's where I'm based. I'm in Tampa Bay, and we're keenly aware of hurricane season, which is just, it'll open next week officially, but as far as I'm concerned, I'm already preparing for it now. You just have to make sure that you've got good ways to contact people and keep those contact lists up to date and establish a real clear communications process. Tell your folks, sit them down and say how you're going to contact them, how they should contact you, and because sometimes it doesn't impact your business offices at all. It impacts their homes.
I'm sorry, go ahead, John.
No, you go ahead.
We're about to go to a break. That's very important, folks. Obviously, we're going to stipulate, folks, that in a disaster, the first thing we want to do is make sure everybody's okay. So that's stipulated. Now, when we come back, I want to talk about the business. And one of the things I want to ask John about is the ability, a contingency plan, to do work from home if we can't get to work. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes,
giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Dr. Castellano, owner of the Cutting Associates here in Missouri, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing the business, not preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam, and a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit ibm.com/businesscenter/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for Small Business, how can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that?
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. They're there for you. We built them just for you so that you could have access to all kinds of information and resources to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful in your small business. And one of the things we do to help you do that is bring you really smart people on the show every day. And one of those guys is our new friend, John Tuigo. And John is the founder of Tuigo Partners International, LLC. And we're talking about whether you or I are prepared for some kind of a disaster. And, you know, John, we bought the other day an 8 gigabyte thumb drive, USB drive. Mm-hmm. 8 gigabytes. I mean, you might not get all of your movies and your pictures and your music on there, but all of the important documents and important things, records that you might have on your laptop or your computer, you can get a lot of that stuff in there.
Well, you're hitting my points without me even having to talk up. The fact is that we started before the break talking about people and what we need to do to protect them. The other part of bringing your business back to life is really data. You have to back up your data. Your business can't live without certain records that you've got. There are things, if you're a personal owner, that have personal significance to you. You need to make copies of those and move them out of harm's way.
Right.
And there are about 4 different ways I can think of that are very simple and affordable solutions for doing backups. They don't have to be complicated. Something as simple as a $1 piece of CD media, you know, the thing that you record your music or your videos on. Right, CDs, DVDs, they're about $1 a piece now, and for a lot of small businesses, that's all the capacity you need in order to make a copy of your most important data, so you can safeguard that, put it in a fireproof safe, or take it off-site with you. And then the second alternative, a little more expensive. I'm not as rich as you are, Jim. I use an Ativa 4 gigabyte flash drive. It's a little tiny thumb drive. I wear it around my neck, and I can store the equivalent of 160,000 pages of information.
Yeah.
And best of all, it's really portable, so you can just stick it in your pocket and go. And then for larger storage needs, if you have a lot of data, you want to make a complete backup of your hard drive, Maxstor makes an external hard drive. It's about, $160 or something. It has a button on it, and you push the button, and it automatically makes a backup of your entire hard drive.
Yeah, we've got some of those too. 160 megabyte, one of them, I think.
That's right. And well, they go up to a terabyte in size now. Yeah. But I think the one that you can get over at Office Depot is a 500 gig unit, and it's very adequate. And then finally, you were talking about working from home. I think that's a brilliant solution for a lot of small business owners. And quite frankly, I can't think of a better way to facilitate that than replacing those desktop systems that you got, you know, your desktop computer at work with a Lenovo ThinkPad. It's a ruggedized notebook, and you can even drop it a couple of feet, and it doesn't.
I make my living on a ThinkPad.
Sure,
and we do. We all do around here, and I'm telling you, they're tough. They're tough devices.
But
I'll tell you, more and more, we're buying laptops and docking stations.
Sure,
and driving and then driving a. Well, my unit itself, my unit in my office. Is a 15-inch ThinkPad on a docking station that then drives a mouse and a keyboard and a larger screen whenever I'm in the office.
Sure.
And then when I leave, I just unplug it, undock it, and take off.
That's right, and you could do that, particularly down here in Florida, where we're subject to hurricane and severe weather emergencies, and we have a little bit of advanced warning of them. You know, it's about. Sometimes they start issuing the warnings about hurricanes, you know, 3-4 days.
A year in advance, yeah.
They've already done that this year. We're supposed to get, I guess, about 15 storms or 9 to 15 storms this year.
Except George Bush. He's up to it. He's at it again.
I don't know about that. I do know
but,
it's El Niño.
Well, you know, he's the reason everything else is going wrong. So, you know, so it must be George Bush. He's at it again. Anyway, but seriously, you know, I don't wear my ThinkPad around my neck like you wear your thumb drive. But I tell you what, if you see me, my laptop's not very far away from me.
Well, I you know what, a laptop because the internet being available just about anywhere, there's no reason why you can't use the internet with a portable computer in order to access the same data that you would have.
With a G3 card, you can go down the road with this darn thing and be on the internet. But the main thing, folks, these kinds of technologies, if you think of them not only as great devices and great efficiency generating, you know, machines, they also can be used. If you'll just put your disaster hat on, you can see how you can use these different devices and different technologies as a way to help your company get up and running in the event of a disaster a lot quicker, right, John?
Absolutely. And if you're using one of the backup media, the CD-ROMs or the flash drives or the external hard drives or whatever, you just have to remember that you got to take those things with you. You have to move them out of harm's way. Don't stick them in the drawer next to the computer when you make the backup. There are a lot of good recommendations along these lines that you can get online at officedepot.com/get-prepared. There's a brochure for small businesses out there. And I work together with Tom Serio, who's Office Depot's DR Planner, and I think it's a really useful document. I hope your listeners will too.
Thank you, John. John Twigo, thank you for being here. We'll see you next time.
I greatly appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. John Twigo, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Robert Dillon Schneider after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Happy Memorial Day.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Since I began broadcasting the show in 1997, part of my contract with you has been to introduce you to only the very best people, companies, and products that I can find. IBM fits that profile 100%. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and as you know by now, IBM is my sponsor in bringing you this show and all of my other small business resources. Take it from me, IBM has done a great job of developing the kinds of products and services you and I need to grow our small businesses and that help us gain a competitive edge through technology. You can find all of IBM's small business offerings at ibm.com/businesscenter. including a free electronic newsletter, special offers, and online advice on helping you make the right technology and e-business choices. I hope you'll say thanks to IBM for helping me help you by giving them first shot at your technology and e-commerce business. That's www.ibm.com/business center. It's a great small business website.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Dr. Castellano, owner of the Cutting Associates here in Missouri. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff's benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations, from recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues. Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
You've reached Pearson Incorporated. For Matt Pearson Sales, press 1. For Matt Pearson Accounting, press 1. For Matt Pearson Human Resources, press 1.
At Aflac, we know things are different in small companies. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. With Aflac SB, your small business can have the same Aflac products and service the big guys get at no direct cost to you.
For Matt Pierce in a state of exhaustion, press 1.
To learn more, call 800-99-AFLAC or visit AflacSB.com. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
Hi, Jim Blassingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 35 after the hour now, since we took a little over a minute to bring you back in with the national anthem, a song that needs no introduction. Just cannot have Memorial Day without playing that music. It still sends a chill up my spine, and every time I hear it, especially that one part, the flourish, that's the part that really gets me every time. And it makes me want to stand at attention and listen intently and watch the flag waving. And someone who agrees with me, I know, on this issue is our good friend this half hour, Robert Dillon-Schneider. Bob Dillon-Schneider is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, a good friend, a wonderful American, a great American, the author of something under 100 books, which has sold something under a billion copies galactically. And he is someone who I wouldn't want to have Memorial Day without his thoughts. Bob Dillon-Schneider, welcome back to the show.
Jim, it is absolutely thrilling to be here, and especially on Memorial Day. And to start the show with the play of the national anthem is absolutely breathtaking.
You know, I wondered how many people who hear that and remember when we were a lot younger, and whenever the networks would actually sign off at the end of the day. And they sign, remember when the networks would sign off at midnight and they'd go dark? And sure, and the last thing that they would do would be to play the national anthem.
Yeah, we all
the Star Spangled Banner.
But I think there's a great sense of pride in the country now. I was in Atlanta the other day and saw a troop of soldiers walking from through the airport from Iraq, and there was a dead silence, and then they broke into cheers and applause.
Yeah,
so they'll feel strongly.
Well, absolutely, I think so too. And Bob, what does Memorial Day mean to you?
Well, it just reminds me of what freedom is all about. I mean, we had men and women, and have men and women right now in the armed forces who are stepping forward for freedom's cause. That's what this is all about. And I think that this is also, Shakespeare wrote a poem called St. Crispin's Day, which is about a band of brothers coming together and honoring the people who've lost their lives. That's what this is really all about. The extraordinary number of men and women who've made the sacrifice for all of us listeners, and you and me, Jim, and everybody else. That's what it's all about.
Well, officially, unofficially, I'll say, it began sometime during the Civil War. Women would go out and decorate the graves of soldiers on both sides of the cause and both sides of the issue. And then in 1968, General Logan issued something called the General Order Number 11, General John A. Logan, who was a commander of the Army of the Republic, on May 1868. And he stated in this, the order stated in part that the 30th day of May, 1968, is designated for the purpose of strewing with flowers or otherwise decorating the graves of comrades who died in defense of their country. And basically, it's been Memorial Day, other than making it the last Monday in May, which Congress did. We've had Memorial Day ever since, and it's appropriate that this country, and frankly, in my mind, the world should recognize those people who fall in defense of their country.
I sure agree with that. As I drive down the road from my home today, I pass a cemetery, and in that cemetery, there are probably 500 or 600 small American flags planted in the ground. Brothers and women. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And you know, one of the things that I like to point out on a day like today, as a member of the small business community, and having been in the reserves for a number of years myself, I like to remind people that that for over 100 years the reserves have been deployed, and the National Guard have been deployed alongside of the regular army in overseas battles, and there've been a comparable number of casualties. For example, in Iraq right now, for the last 6 years or 5 years, about 1/3 of the forces in Iraq were either National Guard or reserves, and a comparable number of casualties as well. So let's remember the militia, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. Stay with us. When we come back, a very important poem.
There's nothing small about today's small business. Big hours make up big work weeks. Every meeting is a big meeting. Every call is a big call. When the only printer for all the computers breaks down, it's a big problem. And now, thanks to Aflac, even small business insurance has gone big. Introducing Aflac for Small Business. Now, your small business can have the same great Aflac products and service the big guys get. For more information, call 1-800-99-AFLAC or visit aflacsb.com.
Aflac!
For Small Business, American Family Life Assurance Company of Columbus, Aflac.
I'm Arnold Palmer, and I've played some tough courses in my career, but the course that posed the most challenging hazards for me is being a business owner.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens like government compliance, workers' comp, and payroll taxes, giving you a competitive advantage.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Susan Moore, president of DPI here in Georgia, and I've seen the cost of complying with employment regulations skyrocket. Administaff helps me control and manage these costs, and they handle all of my other HR needs too, enabling me to devote my energy to growing the business, not just preserving it.
Administaff champions the needs of business owners, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. Call Administaff at 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. And remember, small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Hi, folks, this is Jim Blasingame with good news about valuable online resources from our friends at IBM. Want to get practical answers to your business questions? Go to IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/smallbusiness. Ask your question, and it will be answered by email by a member of My Brain Trust. How would you like to improve customer communications or increase employee productivity? Or maybe you need help with marketing, data security, or an accounting system your company can grow with. Are you interested in learning how other companies are using technology and how they've approached small business challenges? An array of articles and customer testimonials, plus IBM's e-newsletter, Forward View, are ready for you at ibm.com/businesscenter/smallbusiness. And if you're interested in hardware and software solutions, plus current promotions, all of this is available at IBM Small Business Center at ibm.com/businesscenter/smallbusiness. Thanks again, IBM, for all you do for small business.
Aflac for small business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an amoeba.
An amoeba?
Uh-oh, got a split.
Oh, bye.
No, I got a split in half. You know, us amoebas always growing.
Well, with Aflac for small business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you while you're still growing.
Great, because here I go. Much better.
Well, you can both visit AflacSP.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Robert Dylan Schneider, the author of Power and Influence, The Rules Have Changed. He and I have talked about this before. Also, another book that I think is very appropriate for today, and this is the one of his more recent books, A Time for Heroes. And Bob Dylan Schneider is a great resource for us and for you as well. Bob, I'm going to ask you to indulge me for just a minute. Folks, I want to read a poem that I read every Memorial Day, at least once, sometimes twice. I do not know the author. I've been including this in my publications, my electronic publications, for now for 8 years, and I've been reciting this on the show every Memorial Day, sometimes in other times of the year. But the title of the poem is called Freedom Isn't Free. I watched the flag pass by one day. It fluttered in the breeze. A young Marine saluted it, and then he stood at ease. I looked at him in uniform, so young, so tall, so proud. With hair cut square and eyes alert, he'd stand out in any crowd. I thought how many men like him had fallen through the years, how many died on foreign soil, how many mothers' tears, how many pilots' planes shut down, how many died at sea, how many foxholes were soldiers' graves. No, freedom is not free. I heard the sound of taps one night when everything was still. I listened to the bugler play and felt a sudden chill. I wondered just how many times that taps had meant amen when a flag had draped a coffin of a brother or a friend. I thought of all the children, of the mothers and the wives, of the fathers and the sons, and the husbands with interrupted lives. I thought about a graveyard at the bottom of the sea, of unmarked graves in Arlington. No, freedom is not free. Again, folks, Bob Dylan Schneider, I continue to ask people to help me find the author. I would love very much to give the attribution to whoever that is. But I want you to know, folks, that that's uh, that thought of that poem, Freedom Is Not Free, is something that we should all take to heart as every day of the year, Bob, but especially on Memorial Day.
Absolutely. What a wonderful reading of the poem, and thank you very much.
Thanks.
I have to tell you that freedom is not free. You have to do what it takes to stay free. And thank God we are. I've traveled around the world, Jim. I know what freedom isn't. And believe me, if you're in a situation where you're not free, where you don't have choice, where you can't make change, it's not too good.
Well, you know, I was in the military, Bob. You were in the military. My son is still in the military. He's still subject to being called to go somewhere in harm's way. It's the job that he has in the Marines. But Bob, I still know that we live in a dangerous world. There are still people out there who want to cause us harm, who have their own agendas that are not peaceful agendas. They're susceptible to creating conflicts, and we just can't be naive and apathetic about that, can we?
We certainly can't, and I don't think that what is taking place right now in Iraq is the end of this. We'll be out of Iraq at some point. Hopefully we won't go into Iran, but it's not over. There are serious people around the world who want to cause us harm and want to advance their interests, and we're going to be involved in this.
Are you concerned that there's a tide in the United States, maybe even in the world, that is causing us to be naive about the bad people out there, the people who are evil and who do not have good intentions in mind?
Well, with all respect to the media, and of course you're part of the media, I've got to say that the media don't really give us the full story of what's taking place around the world. Maybe they can't, but I'd much rather understand the threats to us than read about Paris Hilton and Lindsay Lohan.
Exactly. Well, or not only the threats, Bob, but how about the some of the positive things that our men and women in uniform have done? And one of the things that we do, you're right, we are part of the media here, but one of the things that we do is every couple of months for almost 5 years, we have had a reporter on the ground in Iraq telling us what really happened. For example, when CNN was reporting that a bomb blew up in Baghdad, this show was reporting that same week the stock market was becoming digital in Iraq.
Right.
The stock market was opening, and it was a digital stock market. Now, you didn't see that in any of the major media outlets. Now, why wasn't that a success story for our men and women in uniform in Iraq?
I wish I could answer that question. I think that one of the failings, and I think George Bush, by the way, is a patriot. I know he's not a happy man, and a lot of the country isn't happy with him, but I think he's tried to do the right thing. But one of the failings of the Bush administration is not getting the good news out about
That's
what's
right.
taking place.
That's right. And
That's
giving us,
problem.
Giving Americans something to be proud of. There have been a lot of things that the men and women who've given their service to this country and to the world, and especially those who paid the ultimate sacrifice, there's a lot of good news that could have come out of what happened over there that the average American isn't getting. And so when we're bombarded with nothing but bad news, it's understandable why people want to get out of Iraq.
No question about it. I mean, if you think about the numbers, we had 4.7 million Americans serving in the First World War.
Mm-hmm.
Bigger number in the Second World War. We're
yep.
actually quite small now in Iraq compared to that. But these are men and women who put their lives on the line. They do it every day.
Yep. And we should be getting reports. There should be reports of the good things. But you know, Bob, the news media doesn't like to report good news. And I think that's a sad story, isn't it?
Yes, it is. But there's a lot of good news out there to report.
There is. Is there a market for that, though, Bob? I mean, could you and I start a newspaper that had nothing but happy news in it?
I think we could start a newspaper that has objective news in it. I think people
there you
read.
Go. There you go. Stand by. 10 till. Right back with our good friend Robert Dillon Schneider, the author of Power and Influence, and his other book that's one of my favorites, A Time for Heroes.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Aflac for Small Business. How can I help you?
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm an ant.
Okay.
I got a tunneling business. You dig?
How many employees?
Well, it's a family-run business. Just me and my
My aunts.
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you can enjoy a lot of the benefits of a big business.
Great.
Just call 1-800-99-AFLAC.
Did that.
Or go to aflacsb.com. Aflac for Small Business. Because small business needs...
Aflac!
Too.
Gotta run. Company picnic.
American Family Life Insurance Company of Columbus. Aflac.
Hi, I'm Arnold Palmer. You know, operating a successful business is a lot like playing golf. You need focus, dedication, passion, and a great caddy to shoulder the load.
That's why I'm a client of Administaff.
They manage HR burdens for America's best small businesses, providing administrative relief, big company benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity.
That's right, Arnold. I'm Susan Moore, president of DPI here in Georgia. We signed on with Administaff to provide better benefits for our employees, but Administaff benefits for employers have surpassed our highest expectations. From recruiting and job training to payroll and liability issues, Administaff offers all the advantages a growing company needs.
To take a load off, talk to the pros at Administaff. Call 800-465-3800 or visit administaff.com. Small business is good for America. Administaff is good for small business.
Consumer Focus, I'm Matt Kelly. Last month, the Zota virus dealt a crippling blow to some of the world's largest companies. Now, small and mid-sized businesses are wondering if their IT networks stand a chance against the threat of viruses, spam, and more. IBM's Mike Regal.
More than 90% of all virus outbreaks now start with email. And amazingly, half of all the email sent is spam. And a quarter contains pornographic content. What this means is that small and mid-sized businesses can't be as productive or competitive as they want, and it damages their reputations in the process.
Regal recommends that even the smallest of businesses can afford to implement big business strategies when it comes to email security.
Antivirus and anti-spam programs are extremely cost-effective. If you're looking for added protection, you can use an outside vendor to easily manage your email security, and that allows you to focus on your core business operations.
For more information on email security, visit IBM.com/business center/email. That's Consumer Focus from IBM. I'm Matt Kelly.
Aflac for Small Business.
Yeah, you cover small business?
Yes, we do.
Great, because I'm a flea.
Okay. Well, it is a dog-eat-dog world out there.
Look, I got a family business. Oh, here comes Paw.
Oh, your dad?
No, a Paw!
Well, with Aflac for Small Business, you get a lot of the benefits of a big business at no direct cost to you.
Oh, like a flea market?
Well, sort of. Visit AflacSB.com or call 1-800-99-AFLAC. American Family Life Assurance.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Robert Dylan Schneider. Bob Dylan Schneider is our good friend. And I encourage you to check out his books, folks. The new book is called Power and Influence, The Rules of Change. And as I say, we've talked about this before on the show. And then, of course, the book that I think is very apropos for today by Bob, A Time for Leaders and Other Notables, Exploring the Nature of Heroism. And Bob, these are available wherever books are sold, right?
They are, and they're actually doing quite well. A book like A Time for Heroes, A Time for Leaders sells really well on a day like today, and that's because people, yeah, I think, understand what it's all about.
Buy two, folks. If you give one away, you're going to want to keep one for yourself. Bob, one of the things that's been interesting to me about the last 5 years or so has been seeing how our young people have stepped up and have volunteered and joined the military to answer the U.S. their government's call to action, to service. I was on an airplane last week, and I sat beside probably a 20-year-old Marine. He'd been in the Marines for 2 years, and he was very proud of his service. Now, we've got quite a few young Americans who are willing to do that. And they're not all from poor families. They're people from all walks of life joining the military, as you know, Bob. But what concerns me is that more of our young people aren't asked to inconvenience themselves for their country. And if I were president, or maybe I'd have to be king to do this, Bob. But what I would do is I would make sure every young person before they're 20, it would be required that they inconvenience themselves for their country at least 1 year. What do you think?
Now, I'm all for that. I'm going to see Charlie Rangel, who's head of Ways and Means, tomorrow night. and we're literally going to talk just about that topic.
They don't have to go in the military. They just have to do some service. I think they should inconvenience themselves and serve others, serve another cause, and they'd get a stipend and three hots and a cot for 1 year minimum. I think everybody ought to have to do that.
It's a great idea. In Germany, if you don't go in the military, you've got to spend 2 years helping somebody over 80 years old.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's quite a... I think we all owe it to our society to do something like this. I think it's absolutely critical. And by the way, in the military, or doing the kind of duty you talked about, you learn a certain kind of discipline, and that discipline mm-hmm. stays with you for your entire life.
Everything, every day, Bob. I wore the uniform for 15 years, the U.S. Army. And every day, I use what I learned in the Army. I use something that I learned in the Army.
I still do. The only thing I don't do, Jim, is the daily dozen, those push-ups.
Yeah, I wish there were only a dozen. You got off light, Bob. I had to do more than that. But maybe I was just getting into more trouble. But I'll tell you, I really do think that I know. Isn't Charlie Rangel in favor of conscription, of bringing back the draft?
Charlie Rangel wants to bring back the draft. Frankly, I'm all for it. I think it would be a great thing for the country.
Well, but what do you think about, I mean, has he ever thought about the putting the twist on there that you don't have to join the military, but you could go into some kind of service for the country?
I don't know if he has, but I'll tell you what I will do. Tomorrow night when I see him, I'm going to spend a good hour with him. I will make that point that I heard that from you on this show and encourage him to call you about it.
Wouldn't that, I'd love to do that. Wouldn't that, and in fact, I'd love to have him on the show. I admire Charlie Rangel. His politics and my politics are not aligned as they might be, but I do admire him. I think he's a great American.
He's stood up and tried to do the right thing, and I hope that Mrs. Clinton or Obama or John McCain does the same thing when one of them gets into the White House.
What do you think about, Bob, what do you think about the election? How do you think it's going so far?
I think it's one of the most embarrassing moments of American history.
Why?
I think we're going to come right down to the wall. Well, I think Mrs. Clinton and the whole Robert Kennedy thing, Obama and some of the things he said with the minister. McCain has not gotten involved in this kind of stuff, and I admire mm-hmm. him for that. We deserve in this country a little bit better standard of person. With 300 million Americans, we should be able to get better candidates out there.
What does this tell you about our system? Not, I don't think it tells you much about our country, but it tells you about our system, doesn't it?
People are simply not eager to go into public service today for all kinds of reasons. It's the pay, it's the inspection, it's all kinds of things that cause people problems. But the truth is, we've got to get better people in public service. Maybe some of the young people we're just talking about.
More small business owners. We need more small business owners in leadership positions, Bob.
Yeah, great idea.
In my opinion. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thank you very much for having me on the show.
Happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day.
All the best to you and the family.
Thank you. The same there and everybody on the show. Thank you.
Robert Dylan Schneider, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back, I promise. Happy Memorial Day, everyone. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.